brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get ready for a extremely important three-hour transmission as we simulcast on the AM and FM dial, XM Sirius, Global Shortwave, Internet Streams, at Infowars.com, and live video streaming of the show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the front page of the Drudge Report right now. Let's stay in Iraq, says President Obama. And Drudge has a flashback quote, I intend to remove all U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of 2011. And, of course, we have the same reports and flashbacks up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Drudge has that special way of laying it out, so we like to show you what's going on over there at DrudgeReport.com. We have a lot of important and informative guests coming up today. I'll tell you about that coming up in the next segment, get into much of the news. The news just gets heavier and crazier by the millisecond. And I'm also going to break down the history, just the basic history of Obama and all these wars. Coming up later in the hour, but simply put, you remember, don't you? Critical thinking is now, quote, a conspiracy theory. If you call the Libya war a war, you're called a conspiracy theorist because they say it's not a war, even though the Pentagon's own lawyers say, no, it's a war, President. And he just laughs at them and says, well, the UN says it's not, so it isn't. And after all, they control reality, according to them. And if we buy into it and go along with it, I guess they do control reality. I love to use the analogy of the historical parallel of the Aztecs. It was mainline government policy that they sacrificed at dawn, at noon, and at dusk in every major city every day, multiple individuals. And on holidays, hundreds, and in some cases thousands, tens of thousands, were sacrificed. And if you were to teleport beam yourself back to, say, 1,000 years ago, in the Great Valley there where Mexico City is today at the Great Pyramid, Mexico City, on, say, a solar or lunar eclipse where tens of thousands were being sacrificed to the point of their society was almost completely collapsed when the conquistadors showed up. A few hundred of them could whip hundreds of thousands of Aztecs because it was just a complete joke by them because they sacrificed their strongest, their – well, that gets into a whole anthropology history lesson. The issue here – is that if you were to teleport yourself back and if you could speak Mayan to those Aztecs, they spoke Mayan because they were, of course, the Mayans were the proto-culture of all those different groups in southern North America and Central America, but I'm digressing. If you were to teleport back and could speak Mayan to them and said, look, don't sacrifice your children, don't engage in cannibalism, that was the main meat source. The priests made their money off selling the human flesh in the markets below the pyramids. This is a bad thing. They would laugh at you and no doubt drag you up the pyramid and cut your heart out, especially if you were white. The most prized sacrifice of the Aztecs was an albino. If you were an albino, they tortured you for a long period of time and then sacrificed you, and then it was a succulent, most delicious meat available. But again, I'm not supposed to make a cultural comment on that and say, I judge that as a wicked culture, just like I'm not supposed to judge the Nazis as wicked. Oh, it's okay to judge that culture as wicked, but don't judge Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot or anybody else as wicked. But see, that's the essence of freedom is being able to differentiate. This wine tastes sour and bad. This wine tastes good. This chili relleno tastes delicious. This one tastes rotten. This peach tastes good. This one tastes horrible. I like purple grapes instead of green grapes. Everything is discrimination. But they teach you that any discrimination of any type is evil so that you won't have a worldview on your own. But I now digress. I'm going to get wound up here because there's a lot of stuff to cover on the other side of this break. And we have Jan Irvin joining us to get into TV mind control and the research he's done proving that it's on record that it is used as a mind control device. And then Jimmy Justice is joining us. Also, your call.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got John Ervin joining us, reading over the reports that he's compiled. It is stunningly accurate, dealing with the admitted history of social engineering, the fact that governments designed the television flicker rate in rodent and primate and human studies to have a hypnotizing effect. And it gets into animal psychology, the rat studies of a rat maze, how to make the rats consume the most and be the most controlled. That's how supermarkets are set up. When you think they're like a rat maze, they are. You need to be aware that most of the DARPA funding here in the United States, which is over 90% of total research money through the federal government, over 90% of research money is federal, goes to select corporations and universities, and most of it is in human control. You know, we talk about how did the strongest, toughest, smartest, most aggressive people in history, historians from Europe, historians from Asia, came here and marveled at Americans because we were the stock of pirates, swashbucklers, freebooters, criminals, adventurers, religious fanatics, as the media would describe it, people that wanted to do things their own way. The seeds of the United States are just amazing. The black folks that came here automatically were the strongest and the smartest in Africa. Why? On average, you can go back to the Atlantic slave trade reports from the 15, 16, 1700s, and it's one of my favorite pastimes is to read naval history. They have a lot of books that are history books, pretty much made up of French, Portuguese, Spanish, Dutch, and British trip logs, rudders, as they were called, captain's logs. And it describes the ships coming into the Gold Coast, the slave coast of Western Africa, and sometimes 80, 90% of the crew would die from malaria. They didn't know what was killing them. And how they would have these debilitated forts where they were always having to ship new administrators, and how most of them would die. So it wasn't just that half of the blacks that were shipped over here as slaves or to the Caribbean or Central or South America or North America, it wasn't just that half the blacks on average died. And it's horrible stories of how depressed the blacks would be. They would get the Africans up out of the bottom of the holds and, quote, dance them, because if they didn't give them exercise, they would die in the 4 to 8 week, depending on the winds, journey across the Atlantic to the Americas. And the blacks would be so, that's what they're called in the books, the blacks would be so depressed that in many cases they'd have to dance them in chains because they would jump over the side of the ships. They were so depressed, being kidnapped from their families. But most of the people on the ships, the white people, were kidnapped. They would send armored carriages out into the most rural areas and would actually run out into the fields where young men or young boys, sometimes as young as age 6, were working, and kidnap them. And so that's why piracy was so popular, was you'd have mutinies because of the corruption and the people dying. And then they would steal the ship, kill the captain, and take it, and they would actually get blacks on board. And that's why pirates are seen as one of the genesis of modern liberty, because actually they actually had a republic form of government. Some of them had a pure democracy on board the ship. But see, that's the problem. I have all this news, and I'm digressing. But if you don't know history, you don't know what's happening currently. But getting back to the incredible ruggedness of people, especially in North America, that's who it was made up of. That's who it was made up of. Ships that had mutinied and run to the New World. One of the favored places was New York, to just beach the ship, get off, change your name. That's why there's so many Joneses and Smiths, because if you were a wanted man, you'd change your name because records weren't very good to Jones or Smith or Johnson. I myself, we've tracked it all the way back to England. I am a Jones. But you can track it back. Actually, the captain of the Mayflower, Captain Jones on my dad's side, and then Miles Standish and one, I forget the lady's name, on my mother's side. But digressing, a lot, that's why Jones is such a popular in Smith, because they're not really Joneses, they're not really Smiths. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, most families don't even know why they have that name. They don't know even what country they even originally came from. People can't even tell you who their great-great-grandma was, much less who their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa, you know, 12 generations ago or more was. So America had most of the patents, the ideas in war, the most vicious. I mean, the British Empire had never been beaten. They came here, and these people just wouldn't stop, because they were the roughest, they were the toughest of England and Germany and Scotland and Ireland and all those people that came here. The German Hessian military slaves, so brainwashed they were happy to die and didn't care that they were slaves. Sisera, Conan the Barbarian, 1750. They don't have to go back for German war slaves to the Hibernian imaginary age before the sons of Arius and after the fall of Atlantis to find German war slaves. And they would never defect in all these big wars they would have, but they would defect when they got to America. And they were like, this is a good idea. I think I'm going to change my name. I think I'm going to join the rebellion. And that's what it's all about. Now, how did they take this distillation? There's only one other group anywhere similar, and that's the Australians. Some of the same type shenanigans created that group of people. Wonderful folks. That great expression of just wild men across the board. In fact, the Spanish, the French, everybody that came here was an adventurer. The Portuguese, that's why America has been so great and so outside the box and so rebellious. How did they take these people, who we are, all of us Americans? They demonize America. They try to make you feel like you're not part of American history, if you're black or Hispanic or Asian. Again, the Asians that came here were the toughest, worked to death on the railroads. If you came here, this was like going to Mars or something. It was just absolute, the natives that survived were the toughest, the Native Americans. And they were all just humans. I don't romanticize and say any group was better than the other. Now, the natives were constantly saying, help us kill the other tribe. We got a beef with them. That's why the natives could be defeated, even though they were more numerous and very tough, was because they were always settling scores with each other. And the globalists used compartmentalization. That is the imperialists that were manipulating the wild criminals and sharecroppers and pirates and religious charter groups that were being dumped in. They wrote white papers that are public on what these groups would do. Same thing, dumping off the prisoners and the debt slaves from the debtor prisons out of the streets of London and Belfast and Dublin and other areas into Australia. You take them as your front line assault force. You dump them out and say, fight it out. And most people died. I mean, you go back to the Jamestown colony. Everyone died. You go back to the Pilgrims. What was it? Half of them died? Yeah, you can pull up the actual numbers. I tend to get history wrong. I was saying Caesar crossed the Rubicon in 44 B.C. It was 39 B.C. I just know the general quadrants. To understand all of this is to understand who we are. How did we become this? How did we go from being absolutely independent, rugged people, the animalistic but also intelligence cream of the world coming here? How did we become the slothful, dumbed-down creatures we are? It was done through chemicals. It was done through biologicals. It was done through manipulation of the language and recognizing that we are under attack and recognizing that we have been denigrated and turned into shameful slobs is the beginning of turning this situation around. And that's my point there. Okay, now I'm going to try to discipline myself in this short little six-minute segment that's coming up. And then the long one's coming up after that. We'll get into more detail. I'm going to try to discipline myself when I come back and just read you the headlines. And we all know I'm going to fail. That's just the way it is. But I'm going to try because I've probably got 100 articles or more here. And they're all off the chart important. We're going to cover it when we come back. Now, before I go any further, I just want to mention to listeners that we've caught YouTube censoring us again, and they tend to just do this over and over again until we just give in and aren't upset or concerned about it anymore. And that video that I shot is up on our YouTube channel today. I shot it this morning with my children talking in the background, but it's important. I shot it. It's up there. We'll talk about that more later. And because of censorship systems like that, we've got to not just rely on Twitter and YouTube and things and Facebook. We've got to build our own systems, and we're doing that. And one of them is low-tech email, low-tech old web systems with high-tech cutting-edge information, videos, news articles, photos, documents to you. And that's why we have InfoWars Insider, and it's up at the right-hand top corner of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You see a banner there saying InfoWars Insider, exclusive video reports and more, inside scoop, photos, you name it. Just enter your email right there, and every Tuesday, because of the holiday, it's going out today at 2 o'clock. Today it's Wednesday. We're going to send you the InfoWars Insider. This one deals with a whole bunch of key stuff and has an exclusive video as well. So go to InfoWars.com and sign up for the free InfoWars Insider right there. Okay, masses of news coming up after this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain.
I focus on the pain.
The only thing that's real.
The only thing that's real.
Okay, we're back live. Let me just run through the headlines here for you. I'm going to try to tackle this in more detail after the break. U.S. willing to leave 10,000 troops in Iraq past year's end, officials say. L.A. Times. And then, of course, we have the flashbacks where Obama has pledged that he would not do that. Also, Justice Department obstructing Fast and Furious gun probe. ATF director says. Also, governor gets bill requiring California textbooks to reflect gay contributions. They teach all this environmental stuff. They teach all this social stuff. Anything but reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's why we're last in the industrialized world and behind a bunch of third world nations. Mission completed. Protect IP Act gives government power to seize websites on a whim. Law professor warns that new legislation, I've read the legislation, allows the state to seize websites merely for linking to other websites that host copyrighted material. Even Google has warned them, but they're just playing friendly. Banks' billion-dollar idea, sell your shopping data. They're already doing it. Let me give you a little news flash. Continuing here, Upper East Side woman ticketed for using city trash can. Meanwhile, they're getting rid of city toilet paper in government facilities. But don't worry, California prison psychiatrist paid $838,000+, and they're millions of dollars for shrimp on treadmills and bridges to nowhere. That's because the contracts for the bridge to nowhere and the shrimp contracts and the rest of it go to important insiders. It's all part of the gravy train. Wall Street Journal reports Cisco poised to help China keep an eye on its citizens with 500,000 surveillance cameras with AI software tracking everything they do. Well, public schools are putting these in nationwide. Why not China? I mean, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, Cisco, they've all helped China build its architecture of surveillance, and they're now expanding that here under the name of cybersecurity. Moody's reports that they're downgrading Portugal's bonds with a negative outlook. And, of course, that's going to happen here soon, too. We told you Portugal and Italy are next to be bankrupted by design. This is all part of an economic takeover, and, of course, it continues. And the more you continue to bail out the banks, they get you to sign on to their debt, and then you get your pension stolen, including private pensions. They're now moving in Europe, in Ireland, to do that. They're talking about it now here. Now your own pension is welfare. You don't deserve your own pension after they take taxes out. Continuing here with the news, satellite images of the secret oil spill in China. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Also, out of his tracksuit and back into the military fatigues, Hugo Chavez returns to a hero's welcome in Venezuela after a cancer operation. Another lying, corrupt politician right there. Continuing here with the news, I'm not even getting to the big news yet, but we will get to this after the break. We're going to get Mike Adams on the next few days. FDA unleashes endgame scheme to outlaw virtually all dietary supplements formulated after 1994, and Europe already has passed Codex Alimentarius and banned most mainline vitamins and minerals. You can pull that up, BBC, you name it, reporting on how great it is. You can now pay 300, what is it, euros roughly, or what, 500 pounds or so for a bottle of fish oil. And people couldn't believe it would happen, but that was actually added into the Food Safety Act last November that barely failed. It said we will implement via treaty, this bill is a treaty, for Codex Alimentarius under UN control. Who needs a Congress anyways? I mean, already NAFTA and GATT signed over authority to the World Trade Organization. Already Obama says he launches new wars that are really peace because the UN says so. And people just can't believe this is happening as they SWAT team the Amish every week and attack and put horrible regulations on farmers' markets. All the regulations written by Big Agra to shut down their competition. And this big report, I'm going to spend some time on this hour because it ties into a bunch of other things that I've laid out for you and predicted. Didn't really predict it. The big social services handbooks taught at college for CPS workers actually teach. Every time I mention this, folks don't believe it. You can actually search this term. The family is a disease. The family is a archaic throwback. It is not modern. It is primitive and needs to be abolished. The family institution is mental illness defined. That's what they teach. CPS takes custody of six kids living with parents in storage shed. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
He's 5 foot two, and he's 6 feet four. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31, and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, and a Baptist, and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Laval? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me, and brothers, can't you see, this is not the way we put the end to war.
But what do you do when you're for peace and people attack you? Then you've got to defend yourself, and that's why there have always been militaries and armies, and there always will be. And what do you do when an enemy doesn't attack your system, but you want to expand your borders? You attack yourself and blame it on your enemy. And it's one of the oldest tricks. The Romans used it. The Japanese used it. The Nazis used it. The Soviets used it. The Czars before them used it. The Brits have used it. It's been declassified countless times. And yes, our so-called government, of course, uses it as well. It's called the false flag, and it's taught in British and U.S. Army manuals that have been leaked by WikiLeaks and are public, and the Pentagon admits they're real and wants to arrest whoever has released them. Oh, but false flags don't exist. I sat here a month ago when this BBC hit piece rolled into town, and I know they've got my hands tied behind my back, but I still do the interviews. I don't know if I ever will in the future. I refuse a lot of them now, but I probably wouldn't even have done it if I knew how slimy this individual particularly was. I hadn't done any pre-research. It said, just bring it on. When the person got here, I would bring up real historical examples. They would just laugh at me. Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. They were just eye-rolling, giggling, laughing. I'd bring up the magic passports, not one but two, that survived 9/11 crashes at Ground Zero and then were found by the FBI. And he said, oh, I believe that. You see, because they're the rational people that believe whatever they're told. Okay, dealing with war, let me just give you some history. Obama said when he first announced for president, and I know because we've covered this in the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, the clips are in there, that he would withdraw all the troops within 6 months. He used the term immediately in press conferences. He said, what is immediate? Within 6 months, all troops, 100% out of Iraq. Now, he's been in office over 2 years, coming up on 3 here pretty soon. And he actually just renamed combat groups as combat support and increased the number of mercenaries and cut some U.S. troops and sent them as part of a surge, first 20,000 and another 20,000 or so, total about 50,000 regular troops, Marines, Army, supplemented by other NATO troops, and then even more mercenaries in Afghanistan. And now, what's happening in Libya. And so first he said immediate withdrawal. That means 6 months. He defined immediate as 6 months. He defines things. Libya's not a war either. Then he said, well, they're going to stay another year. Then another year. And you notice it's always another year, another year. Now in Afghanistan, oh, we're going to, in the next year and a half, withdraw 30,000 troops. Well, that leaves 20,000 extra that weren't there when Bush was in office. So he puts in 50,000. And then 3 years later announces in the next year and a half that he's going to withdraw 30,000, and that's withdrawing from Afghanistan, when that's 20,000 more than were there when he first got in office, after they're taken out. And now they're saying they're going to leave 10,000 U.S. troops. Ladies and gentlemen, they built 6 giant U.S. bases, the Green Zone among them, the largest U.S. embassy in the world. Complete with liquor stores, topless dancers, porno shops, shooting ranges, bowling alleys. I mean, these are big armored systems. And they're never leaving, just like our troops have never left South Korea. They've never left Germany. They've never left Japan. Okay, that was always the plan. The Pentagon, back in 2002, before the invasion even started, had put it wasn't even classified, had plans for an indefinite, well, even Cheney said, a 100-year war. We will be in Iraq for 100 years. He was at least honest about it. But see, Obama, we get to feel good, and mainline liberals out there get to feel like, man, this guy's great. He's given us free health care written by the insurance companies that actually cuts the level of care and doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. And he gives waivers to all the big corporations that contribute to him, and it's just total discrimination and corrupt. But so what? It feels good. He's keeping the torture going, expanding the secret arrest, but hey, he's trendy. So, okay, great. Republicans are the same way. When You know, Bush endorsed global warming taxes, and they're like, well, at least he's a Republican. It's idiocy. They work for the very same global corporate interests that are the opposite of free market. And so now they are announcing, Obama has announced that, he promised by the end of December that they'd be completely removed, but now they're going to back up a decision even into the new year, and then they'll talk about reducing it down to 10,000 troops from the reported 60,000 that are there, not counting all the contractors. And there's over 150,000 of those where you pay even more money for it as we go bankrupt. Lots of Halliburton $15 million blue tarp tents that cost $200. You know, lots of $800 hammers and $700 toilet seats. Of course, those were numbers in the 80s in congressional hearings. It's much worse today. And boy, if you can get the toilet seat or the blue tarp contract, you are sitting pretty. You give a few million bucks to the campaign of somebody, like the president, a few hundred thousand to congresspeople, you buy off a few hundred of them, and then you get trillions of dollars. Well, that is, our Congress, our government, is like a vending machine. And if that's why big Democrat, big globalist, who everybody hailed as the great conservative, Donald Trump supported eminent domain. He wants your property for a casino. By golly, they're going to bulldoze your neighborhood. And in these eminent domain disputes, they now come to you. This is on record, and we covered it ad nauseum, you know, with the Connecticut cases and others and the Gore Seafood down in Corpus Christi, Texas, and many other cases where the government comes to you and says, we're going to take your property, and if you don't take what we're first offering, within 6 weeks, we are going to have the government take it and pay you nothing. In fact, and if you sue us and fight it, and it takes a year or so, when we get the judgment, we're going to charge you for rent, and then you're going to actually owe us money. That happened with many of the people that fought it. So eminent domain isn't just that they take your property now. Eminent domain now, and by the way, we own a family farm / ranch in East Texas that we've had since 1829, 1830, Mexican land grant. What's left of it, generationally, it gets sold off and things, but it was a Ponderosa-style thing 100 years ago. It's still pretty big, but we're land rich, money poor. You got to pay the property taxes on it. And now you can't have hobby farms where you have a farm and a ranch just to try to pay the taxes. No, it's got to be profitable, or the feds then don't let you, exempt the money you're spending on it. And again, that's all part of openly running out people that are on the land. Most people in the country, again, have a job in town and they work at night or on the weekends. And that's all over. That's all being phased out, but why was I getting into that story? Oh, yeah. A couple years ago, my dad gets a letter from the state saying, well, we changed the law in Texas, and now if anybody ever wants to build a pipeline or a road or anything on your property, you have to accept what you're offered in 6 weeks, or we'll just take it and pay you nothing. And, of course, that's not even really enforceable, but a lot of people get buffaloed by it. I mean, this is the culture of corruption. It's like 10 years ago, I had a $100,000 house, my first home, and my mortgage got sold 3 or 4 times. And so I was every month getting a letter where to send my payment. And Bank of America bought my mortgage, and they sent me letters and said, your $3,000 in escrow hasn't been paid. We're taking it. And I sent them letters with copies of the escrow. And they said, we're going to start foreclosure on you. And I had to go get a lawyer and start the lawsuit process. And they said, oh, yes, we found the documents. But see, if I was old or sick or wasn't halfway intelligent, I wouldn't know how to do that. And I would just freak out and not know what to do and probably just pay them again. But even better, if I didn't pay and go along with the fraud, I would have had my home taken. And I know people that have had their houses taken in just that way. Remember, Bank of America, just a few months ago, got caught in Florida, and for 6 months or 5 months, the judge said, you took $1 million house that was paid for in cash that you never had a deed in any history. You never had a connection to this property. Not five owners back. You just stole it And previous courts went along with their fraud when they get up in court and swear they own it with no deed, no documentation. And they took the house. The people sued them, beat them, and the judge did the right thing and had the deputies go in and take the money out of the bank vault and pay them for the house that they'd stolen. And the bank was actually, the bank manager was saying, "We're Bank of America. You can't do this." And the cops were like, "Hey, we got a sworn thing right here, buddy." See, that's the power of real courts. That's the power of real justice. That should be going on everywhere. And then people wouldn't be scared when they saw a cop behind them. They wouldn't be, I mean, I've checked the sociology, the more recent anthropology. There's always been corrupt police forces in places like, you know, Chicago and New York. But in most places, cops were like known in the community. Everybody's bringing them coffee pies. Everybody liked them. And they were invited over to play dominoes or whatever. You know, and the cops had a feeling of defending people and wanted to go after criminals. And when crimes were committed, cops would work overtime to find out who did it. Now it's just the complete opposite. They're there to raise revenue. But when the police do the right thing, when they become true servants of the people and the law, that's a beautiful thing. Was those sheriff's deputies and constables going in there and saying, "We're taking the money out of the vault if you don't write us a check right now." And they said, "No, we're not going to do it." So they opened that vault. "We're getting that money." And they said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, I'll write you the check." They got on the phone to headquarters. "We'll write you the check." That's justice. That's what's supposed to happen. In fact, they're not the bureaucrats, the executives at that bank that swore under oath to take the house years before. It took them years of fighting, then the judgment for 5 months to pay it back. They should all be indicted for fraud. I mean, that's hardcore fraud. You know, the IRS is always changing rules and sending you letters saying, "Oh, you owe this money because you didn't calculate this right." And you know, the whole thing's a fraud. It's paid to the private Federal Reserve. We didn't have the IRS till 1913. It wasn't enforced till the 1950s. Got it the same year we got the private Federal Reserve. It all goes to debt because the government doesn't issue its own currency. They have to get authorization from the private Federal Reserve, and then debt is created when the dollar is created. So they had to have that income tax just to pay the banksters. Just like the carbon tax is a new global tax to be paid directly to them, so you have the right to breathe and operate and live. And they knew exactly what they were doing then. We built this country without the IRS, but the IRS can make mistakes all the time. The IRS can, government can make mistakes and lie and whatever it wants and never get in trouble. But you make a mistake in their giant code. They've done studies where you can go to 30, 40, 50, Forbes, Money, they've all done it, magazines, where you can go to a whole bunch of different CPAs and get different answers from every one of them because it's written to be selectively enforced. It's written so Apple and Google pay less than 3% tax. It's written so General Electric is completely exempt. It's written so that the big boys, how many famous billionaires have bragged? Taxes, that's for little guys. They run the government. They take their money offshore. They don't pay jack diddly squat. But you pay it. Obama says if you make $125,000 a year individually, quarter mil collectively, you and your wife or your husband, that you're rich. The middle class, the small business owners, as everyone knows, is the complete engine. It's all we've got left. Our industry's gone. Our agriculture is starting to fall apart. Once the breadbasket of the world just 20 years ago, now can't even supply our own food. Because the monopoly men run things. They're purposefully sabotaging the entire economy so they'll be the only ones left standing. Don't you understand that? And I know I harp on that. Now, when we come back, I've got part of a news clip I want to play. I want to get into this. CPS takes custody of 6 kids living with parents in storage shed. A lot of folks who think they're into freedom probably go, "Well, that's good." Let me break down what's really happening with this when we come back. A lot of economic news. We've also got news dealing with FDA unleashes in-game scheme to outlaw virtually all dietary supplements formulated after 1994. And so we've got all of that happening. Before I go to break, I want to tell folks we did this special last week, and it was extremely, extremely popular. And we ran out of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, in the 5-DVD free book deal. And so I've extended it until Friday again, and then the deal will be over, folks. It will be over. I've added Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove about the globalist occultic activities, and it has the other film on the DVD, The Order of Death. So that's six films, five DVDs, $29.95, with a free book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, and your purchase of the books, the T-shirts, the videos, and these special combo deals finances our operation and our growing resistance to tyranny. So InfoWars.com to take advantage of the Alex Jones Essential. Six of my films, five DVDs. There's two films on one DVD. Terror Storm, Obama Deception, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, and Mark Dice's book, Big Brother, for $29.95. It ends Friday. InfoWars.com to order, or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv and see all the films and the live stream of the show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Gotten into a lot of the news. I am pontificating on sociology, anthropology, psychology, because if you don't understand that, you understand nothing. But we told you this was coming. They ordered them about 6 months ago in Australia and the United States, hundreds of millions of dollars of super high-powered. It's kind of like the old tasers were killing a lot of people, so now they increased the power about a year ago. Now they've got shotgun-fired ones that are much more powerful. Well, now Al-Qaeda is going to sow the bombs in the breast and in the stomachs, and so we've got to go ahead and actually hit you with something akin to a chest x-ray. I heard this on Fox News driving in this morning on 590 AM, and sure enough, Steve Watson has a big report out on it. Belly bombs, government claims phantom terrorists will surgically implant explosives in humans. So directly from Dr. Strangelove to the pages of our newspapers today, a large group of belly bombs. Coincidentally, new full-strength body scanners are ready to be rolled out. A year before the underwear bomber, two Christmases ago, they ordered over $1 billion of naked body scanners to go in 214 airports. And the first group was ready for delivery and was to be put in. And we were talking about it on air. Oh, my gosh, next year the scanners are going in most airports. And then magically the underwear bomber on Christmas Day has gotten on the plane, protected by the State Department on record, and pops a firecracker in his pants. He looks drugged out. And then magically, they announced, oh, we're going to put scanners in because of this. But they already ordered the scanners. They were already ready. And then that happened. So, oh, I kept telling you they're going to have to chest x-ray you. And Australia says they're going to go with a system that is a chest x-ray. And you want to fly, that's the way it is. People say, well, then just don't fly. Well, now it's on the highways. It's at the proms, the bus stations, the train stations. I said I'd get into the parents and the whole case of CPS. And I'm going to cover that then in the third hour before Jimmy Justice, who goes around showing the police violating their own laws in New York City. It's a pretty funny stuff. Cops drinking in their cars, smoking cigarettes, cigars, cops parking in handicapped spots, police parking in front of fire hydrants while they're doing personal shopping. Then they come over and assault him. I mean, there's hundreds of videos on his YouTube channel. He's really nice and polite, too. He waits till they come over and start, you know, attacking him till he even really says anything in most of the videos. There's so many of them, I don't even know what videos to play here. I don't even know where to start. But with this, CPS takes custody of six kids living with parents in storage shed. I heard these poor parents on the news this morning, and he lost his job. I mean, what do you do? In areas of California and Hawaii, they lock the homeless up at night just like England would do in the poorhouse. And that's how concentration camps began. That's what Hitler said in Germany. Oh, there's poor people that we've made live in the ghettos, and so now I'm going to put you in these camps for your own safety, and you'll work, you know, to pay for yourself. And then we know what that grew into. And so now, as real families begin to go homeless, this guy then, when he lost his job, within 6 weeks got a job. He got the job at the storage shed facility, and he said, and the illegal aliens live in these all the time as well, but they're left alone. And he put air conditioning in, and he put a refrigeration. They could use the storage facility's bathrooms. And he just about, you know, living there for a couple years, gotten enough money to move out. He was getting close to that, but he was working. And, I got to tell you, I've had some hillbilly cousins and people that lived in shacks that weren't as nice as a shed. I've visited family that, you know, that were just one step up from dirt floors. Do they have their children taken? And so there you have it. They're going to force you onto the street. They're going to take your children. That's always been the plan. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.